Nationally, NAMI puts employment for people with mental illness at around 18%. But in Pennsylvania, that number was less than 10%. Mark Salzer, professor of rehabilitation at Temple University, doesn't think that's accurate.
I mean, I'm shocked. I'd be surprised if Pennsylvania was really any lower than most other states, because every state has their own way of monitoring.
He says some other states may have overreported their employment rates. Joseph Rogers of the Mental Health Association of Southeastern Pennsylvania says the number echoes widespread economic struggles in the state.
I think it's reflecting the economy. When the economy is not doing well, people with disabilities of any kind, including psychiatric disabilities, tend to kind of fall out of the job market, and we definitely are struggling in Pennsylvania.
Both men say the lack of resources for proven training models and persistent stigma are the main causes of lower employment for people with mental illness. New Jersey and Delaware reported 28% and 23% employment, respectively. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.